I'm Marissa Norcross.
And I'm Dave Freund. So this must be the next page. Hey, Marissa.
Hey, how are you?
Terrific. How about you?
Great.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. We are getting close to the midpoint of January. Well, not quite, but...
getting there. The months are flying by.
They are flying by. And, you know, so this is, I mean, it's not the middle of January, but this is the second Wednesday that this is getting released in January. So that's
mm-hmm.
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the days are getting longer, which is a blessing because I hate the darkness.
Oh, yes.
But hopefully we can bring a little light into people's lives mm-hmm. and that can help them get them through at least until March and April when it really is nice and bright.
Probably more like April and May, but we can be hopeful. Maybe.
We can be hopeful. Exactly. So today this is part 3 of Ready, Set, Grow, and we're talking about the law of design pain mm-hmm. and the rubber band.
Mm-hmm.
So, and sometimes rubber bands create pain.
Yeah.
Well, we won't go there. at least they did when I was younger.
Yeah.
We had this terrible thing and it was super dangerous, but we weren't smart enough to figure that out. But when I was in school, we would take a paperclip
mm-hmm.
and break it in two. So we had just like a U-shaped portion. And we would put the rubber band between our thumb and our index finger and draw that thing back and shoot it across the room.
Yes, I am also familiar with that.
So talk about a blinding potential.
Oh my
literally.
Gosh.
But
dangerous.
And it really was. Yeah, and so I'm old enough to go to schools that had chalkboards.
I had chalkboard.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
That's because you went to a parochial school.
Yeah, because I went to Catholic school.
Yeah. My kids went to some buildings that were old and still probably had chalkboards, but we actually mm-hmm. used them. But mm-hmm. anyways, that paper clip slamming into a chalkboard, oh my goodness, was that loud.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the kind of pain we're talking about or the kind of design. So we're talking about when we are working on our growth plan, how can we build into that some of these laws? And the first one is the law of design. And when we were doing our last podcast, I asked you to share an area where you were going to grow in 2019. I sprung it on you. At least I gave you, mm-hmm. you know, from one episode to the next. Now, what people don't realize is we record these sometimes two at a time. So I think I gave you like 5 minutes.
Seven minutes to think about it.
7 minutes to think about it. Mm-hmm. But in our conversation, you talked about something that fits right into the law of design. So what mm-hmm. was that?
Well, you know, I admitted that I think I'm still kind of in survival mode, you know, from having the baby and going from a family of three to a family of four
right.
with two littles. And, you know, we had just gotten to that point with my older daughter where we could start going out again. We had a little more freedom. She didn't require multiple naps. And now we're kind of back to that lifestyle of like living in 2-hour to 3-hour increments. And
right.
Just getting in the car to go to the store is a production to get car seats and jackets and boots and all that. So, you know, we're kind of having to relearn a lot of things as a family. And I think a lot of my growth this year will be around just designing our new like processes as a family and
yeah.
Figuring out like how to do dinner with
right
with me and my food allergies, my daughter and her pickiness, and the baby with her baby food, and how to simplify things, I think, is going to be a big one for me this year.
Yeah.
And all of these things, they blur into each other, whether it be personal or work related. It's, for me this year, I think it's kind of all coming together as one because I need to be super organized in both.
Sure.
And disciplined, sure. You know, disciplined in both of those places and spaces so that it all, you know, fits together.
Right.
Stars
yeah,
all
absolutely.
Align.
that's a great example. And it also tells us that, you know, when even if we have great systems, they have to be flexible too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that I struggled with as we went from the old year into the new year was that our listeners know that I like to take the week between Christmas and New Year's to reflect and plan my new year.
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, and as our problem, I don't know if our listeners know or not, because I don't know if I had shared it, but I was going to be spending the week between Christmas and New Year's with my family in a house in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So my family is a total of 17 of us,
mm-hmm.
9 adults and 8 grandkids. There is no way that I was going to find time to reflect with that around. And it would be rude for me to. So you just have to, you know, was reflection important for me as year end to help me plan for the new year? Yes. Mm-hmm. But I had to come up with a different time, a different place to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So our designs need to be flexible at times. And
yes,
one of the things we need to realize is that to maximize our growth, we need to develop strategies. And what mm-hmm. I love about the law of design is it ends up being a combination of really all the other laws. And we kind of blend them together. If you think about the reflection piece, mm-hmm. looking back to plan forward, you need to design into your growth plan that reflection piece. So some things that we need to realize is we're building a system. And the systems allow us to think through things so that we can follow through on it. What I mean mm-hmm. by that is we have the reflection piece, but then we build in what do we do? So part of our reflection would be questions that build in the next step.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, what went well? What didn't go well? What did I learn? And then what will I change? So what was I learning was looking backwards. The change, building that into my reflection questions, builds me to the next step. And so what I want to share there is that we by building a system, it makes our choices and our actions easier
mm-hmm.
to follow through on. So for me, I have my reflection questions populated into my Evernote app so that I have to deal with those points, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just skip one of the parts of my reflection because it's critical to my growth plan moving forward. So I have the pre-entered, again, the pre-populated words in my Evernote. Other things that you... So when people say to me, well, I don't understand what you mean by develop a system. Well, okay, how many people want to have their coffee waiting for them in the morning when they get out of... when they come into the kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
So to do that, we have coffee makers with timers. We put the water in and the grounds in the night before so that when we get to the kitchen, it's ready for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's a system.
Yeah. I mean, and they can be as simple or complex as we want to make them.
Correct.
You know, like for me, I utilize a web app essentially that helps yep. me do this called Asana.
Mm-hmm.
And so, right. like, there are things that I want to make sure happen every month at work. And instead of, like, trying to keep all of that stored in my brain and hope that, like, I will recall it every third Monday.
Yep.
It's like I can just set it in my Asana to remind me every third Monday that I need to,
right.
you know, schedule our emails for the month or whatever it may
right.
be.
Right, right.
So that is, like... my favorite way of just, I love the whole like set it and forget it.
Right.
So like whether it be at home with my crock pot or at work with apps that just streamline. It's like you have this life that you've designed because you have these right. systems in place.
Right. And people could use Asana, which is free.
Yep.
To track their growth plan.
Yep.
Establish your growth plan. You know, one of the things I put in my notes here too is, so if one of my goals is to grow by listening to specific podcasts every week or whatever their frequency is,
mm-hmm.
I set those up to auto download.
Mm-hmm.
So on the day that it's released, it's downloaded and I get an alert on my phone that says these episodes are available.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Now I can, and I, you know, I get to a point where I'm looking forward to certain days of the week
mm-hmm.
when I know these are coming
mm-hmm.
and I don't even have to think about it. It's going to tell me as soon as it's there that it's ready for me to go.
Mm-hmm.
One of the notes that I put in here too was systems permit ordinary people to achieve extraordinary things
yes.
predictably.
Yes.
And that just is great. So
mm-hmm.
again, we'll put all these notes in. I forgot to mention at the end of last week's podcast, but if within our show notes, there will be a link where people can download a PDF with some of the notes that you and I are looking at when we do our podcasts. Mm-hmm. So let's move on to the law of pain.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Good management of bad experiences leads to great growth. And one of the things I've realized with my coaching clients and looking back at my own life, our greatest opportunity for amazing growth is typically following a bad experience. Because we don't want to make a change unless there's nothing else for us to do.
Right. You need to be uncomfortable enough to want to change.
We need to be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what we know about pain is that everybody has it. Nobody likes it. But few make bad experiences into positive experiences.
Yeah.
So every time you're in a bad experience, look for a positive.
Yeah. I just recently had a similar conversation with my mom about this and how, you know, as much as we all sometimes think like, oh, I just wish life was perfect and happy and good all the time. You know, like only good things happen to me or only exciting things happen to me. If that were the case, we actually wouldn't feel good or happy or excited because right. We wouldn't know the value of it.
Exactly.
So we almost need that. I feel silly to say need, but you can find that silver lining and turn those moments of pain or bad experiences, whatever they may be, into learning opportunities, growth opportunities, and reflection opportunities.
Right. Exactly. I don't know if I've ever shared this on a podcast, but I did put it in my post that went out this morning that when 3 years ago when I had my slalom water skiing accident, you know, it was a Saturday morning. I'm laying in the ER, you know, waiting for them to, I don't know if I had had my MRI or not yet, but it seemed like I was there forever. It was just one of those mornings where it was, you know, not only was my leg and my hip just sharp pain, but mm-hmm. then they put me in an MRI for about 50 minutes laying on that joint, you know, with the sound of an MRI. Unless somebody's had an MRI, they have no idea what I'm talking about, but it's mm-hmm. just this unbelievable noise. And so then I'm back in my room and I'm waiting for them to tell me exactly what happened. And all right, and now I have to go to the bathroom. Like, okay, great. So I kind of get myself up out of bed because I'm not going to ask for help. I'm too stubborn to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I got myself up out of bed and I kind of hobbled my way to the bathroom. And as I was shuffling into the bathroom, I was thinking about an exercise that I was going through an intentional living project at the time. And the exercise for the day was find someone to compliment today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, are you serious? This is what I have to do today. But as I was walking back to my bed, I looked across to the ER, they kind of have all these beds and it's supposedly these privacy curtains are up, but there's no privacy.
Right.
So I look over and there was a patient had just been moved out or discharged. And there was this gentleman just cleaning the room. And I saw how hard he was working. And I just said, you know, sir, I really want to thank you for the job you're doing. Because I said, in my situation, having a really clean bed and a clean floor, it really makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's face lit up. And he goes, well, thank you so much, surfer. And then just seeing his face light up literally made the pain easier to take.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't hurt quite as bad. Because I thought, wow, I just made that guy's day. And all I did was thank him. But he maybe had never been thanked.
Yeah.
For doing a job like that, which is really sad. But so my point was that when you're in those moments of pain, find something to be positive about. And the mm-hmm. other thing is that pain is so critical for us because we need to learn from those bad experiences. You know, if we lost a job, why did we lose the job? Was it our fault or was the company a company that, quite frankly, we don't want to work for?
Yeah.
You know, and maybe it was our fault. Maybe we had really messed up. So what is it that we messed up? If we don't learn, we're going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe I have a disagreement with my wife at home. and I react poorly. Well, if I don't stop and think what caused me to react poorly, it's going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the power of the law of pain. I think the law of pain is a law that we really need to build into our growth plan, that we need to continually look at, why did this occur? You know, why didn't we get the order? Why didn't the class go well? Why didn't, we fill up that event? Those are the tools that are going to move us to a greater level of success. And just excusing it is never going to help us.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Kettering was the head of research at GM, and he had a great line. He said, "You will never stub your toe standing still."
Mm-hmm.
The faster you go, the more chance you have of stubbing your toe, but the more chance you have of getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was great. That was just, for me, was a great quote. And again, I mean, you know, our listeners probably don't know who Kettering was, but he really was the kind of like the genius behind a lot of GM's innovations, I think in the 50s and into the 60s.
Hmm.
Facing difficulties is inevitable. Learning from them is optional.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad used to have this quote that he always used to say, you know, those that won't learn from history are destined to repeat it. It's like, I can,
yeah,
you know, if he was here, he'd be saying, yeah, that's what I always tell you. And as he listens, as he listens to this down in Florida, he's going to be saying, yep, that's what I kept telling him.
Mm-hmm.
One of these days, maybe he'll learn it. But I'm just a slow learner. So last but not least, and this is one that you said you kind of like, the law of the rubber band.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you like about the law of the rubber band?
One of the things I really liked from your notes was the quote that only a mediocre person is always at his best.
Exactly.
But
I think it's
so
true. Yeah.
It is. It's like the people that hold on to like complacency and just feel like this is it for me. Or
right.
You know, there's nowhere more for me to go, nothing more that I can do. And I just feel like sometimes I want to shake people. Like, it's no, like, that's not true. There's so much
right.
further for you to go. And they've lost that tension. And sometimes it's,
yes,
you know, and it's hard when you witness someone else going through that. So I think that's why I've always really liked this one. Because, you know, like, you have to stretch, like, you have to reach for something. Cause if you're not
right,
like, you know, think like if you're in your kitchen, you're like, oh, I just can't reach the sugar. So, I guess I'm just not making cookies. Like, you wouldn't do that. You would like get up on your tippy toes, or you'd find a step stool, or, you know, you'd make it happen. And you need to do that with your life, just like you would with baking cookies.
Right. Right. You know, growth stops when you lose the tension between where you are and where you could be.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard me talk about this, and I'm sure our listeners have too, that, you know, where my son Tim keeps saying to me, you know, we don't have high enough expectations for people.
Mm, yes.
We need to expect more from people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to expect more from ourselves.
I was just going to say, we need to start with ourselves.
Yeah, because it's an inside job.
Yep.
Personal growth, professional growth is an inside job.
Mm-hmm.
It starts inside us. And it's mm-hmm. always stretching, always requires us to change. When I teach this, I hand a rubber band out to each person. And I say, mm-hmm. what is this? It's a rubber band. What's it good for? Well, it's only good if it's stretched.
Mm-hmm.
It has no purpose unless it's stretched.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the way I think we need to view things.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to understand that stretching always requires a change. You know, when we stretch that rubber band, it gets longer, but it gets thinner.
Mm-hmm.
So it's stretching. And then, we use it, and then we let it go back, and it relaxes. Stretching will always set us apart from other people.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the vast majority of society today does not want to stretch.
No.
They just would rather be that mediocre person that's always at their best.
Mm-hmm.
But I then the other quote here is that stretching can become a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So what, here's one of those questions that I didn't give you any prep for. So what do you think you get out of stretching?
I mean, besides like growing.
Right.
I think that you like, you learn that you can do hard things.
Oh, I love it.
And I think I told you that, you know, off the record when we weren't recording last week. Was that like that has been kind of my motto since the last like 4 months is that like I can do hard things because I've had to really stretch myself in the last 4 months. And that is what I've learned. And as silly as it sounds, sometimes that's my little mantra. Like when things are getting tough at home, when I've got like a baby screaming and a toddler on the floor screaming and it's like, you know, reminding yourself like I can do this. Like I will. And that things get easier. Like you're stretching now. Maybe you're stretching now to do your job because you're in a new role and it's not where you're used to. So you're stretching now, but that tension will loosen as you get better at it. And then you keep stretching. You get good at it. And then you keep going and you keep going. And that's how you grow.
Exactly. You know, when you were talking about you had to develop a mindset that you could do hard things. And it reminds me of what Deborah Searle said, every day, choose your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And what she does is she writes down the power of the attitude, the value of that attitude. What's the value of having that attitude for the day? But that's all stretching. And you actually said something in that. You said that, you know, you did the hard things and you realized you could do them. And all of a sudden, they're not hard anymore.
Right.
And so when we're faced with difficult things, we look at what we can control and we move it. We're out of our comfort zone. Growth always occurs outside your comfort zone. But once we get to that point, that becomes comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when we started the podcast, it was really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
When I started writing my weekly emails, it was really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard anymore.
No.
You know, the monthly articles that I write, they're not that hard anymore, but they were at first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the book, it's still hard, as you can tell, because you haven't gotten any new chapters to look at lately. It's still really, really hard. But, you know, that's an area where I'm stretching. I have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
When I get done, it'll become easier. It was interesting. In one of the podcasts I was listening to this morning, John Maxwell was talking about his first book.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it took me a year. And he said, each chapter has 3 pages. And sometimes I went through 2 legal pads for 1 chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was so bad that his mother wouldn't even buy it. So no, I don't think it's that bad because I've read it. But you got to stretch. You got to grow. You got to try things.
Mm-hmm.
Stretching gives you a shot at significance. And some people may wonder what we mean by that. But what we're really talking about is it gives you a chance of making a difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Not just making a difference in your own life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love this quote. If you won't be better tomorrow than you were today, what do you need tomorrow for? If you won't be better tomorrow than you were today, what do you need tomorrow for? Mm-hmm. That really tells us what's the purpose in life if we're not growing, if we're not changing, if we're not getting better at things.
Mm-hmm.
We just get stuck.
Yeah.
So how's that?
Yeah.
This was a heavy one.
Laying down the truth.
Man. Well, and what was the quote that I gave last week? I still have it here. You are the way you are because that's the way you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So what do you want to be? And maybe that's something people need to think about between this week and next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's a great way to start planning your growth.
It's
like who do you want to be? Where do you want to be? Like when you're 80, right. When you're 50, when you know, work it backwards.
What do you want written on your tombstone?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes these things get really they're tough for us to think about.
Mm-hmm.
But they're good for us to think about. And I think all of us, you know, last week I closed with a quote about the little boy that threw away all the big fish because all he had was a 10-inch frying pan. Let's get bigger frying pans. I said this to all my coaching clients as I got toward the end of last year. Where do you want to be at the end of 2019?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you want to be? Because that's, once you can see it, you can seize it.
Mm-hmm.
Any closing thoughts from you?
No, I think we covered a lot. And
we did.
I think we've got one more part to our growth series.
Yep. We'll have part four. It'll be next week.
All right.
And I'm going to leave everybody hanging as to exactly what laws we're going to cover.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are covering the whole book in 4 weeks. Wow. And I'm only giving you three, so laws per week. So we're going to leave some out. But I also want to remind folks, go into the show notes. There will be a link to our website where you can download a lot of the notes that you and I are looking at.
Yeah, and we're gonna see how this goes. And
yeah,
if it's a popular offering, maybe we'll
keep it up.
Jazz it up and get more sophisticated and see where it takes us.
Because it's a stretch.
Mm-hmm. We're learning.
We're learning. That's great. So with that, I'm Dave Freund.
I'm Marissa Norcross.
This was The Next Page.